It's what every commuter hates when trying to get to work in the morning: red lights. They slow down drive times and waste gas. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the city of Syracuse is working to upgrade its traffic light system so drivers see more green.
It's about 8:40 in the morning. I'm heading into downtown on James Street to see how well the city's traffic lights work and how long we sit at some reds before we get into downtown.
By coordinating the traffic lights, what happens is that we can tell the traffic light not only how long to be green in a certain direction, but when to go green.
It's called traffic signal optimization, explains Harry Carlson of the city's Public Works Department. Right now, downtown Syracuse's traffic lights work on three preset systems: morning commute, evening commute, and times in between. As commander of the city's traffic control room, Carlson can normally punch in a new code if roadwork or a snowstorm is changing traffic patterns. But the room has been closed for about a year. That's because the city is putting a major upgrade into its traffic control system, slated to be operational this fall. Meanwhile, my drive, now up North Salina Street, is going well. And just squeaked under a yellow light there to cross Washington. And I've got another green light past water and another green light, so I might actually be getting some luck here. Make three or four in a row. Paul Mercurio, the city's transportation planner, says the new system will get beyond just three preset timings.
With the new equipment being installed, it's going to be more adaptable. It'll be easier for us to interact and upgrade.
It's a $9 million upgrade. New traffic signals, sensors, and wiring is mostly paid for through federal grants. And more traffic monitoring cameras will give Carlson and Mercurio a live look at traffic. But sensors will also be placed in the pavement to signal when cars are waiting at reds and how many make it through a green light. And not having to wait at as many red lights, or for not as long, has benefits. Transportation engineer Douglas Noble says signal optimization results in more consistent commute times. Noble is a senior director at the Institute of Transportation Engineers. He says drivers will see delays to their commute reduced about 15% on average.
Some improvement in the amount of time it takes for them to get to work. What they'll probably see is fewer times they may be stopped at any individual light.
When cars idle or accelerate, they burn more gas and spit out more emissions. By cutting down on delays at intersections, drivers use less fuel, and cities get cleaner air.
Once you add up the cost of delay of people sitting in traffic, tend to be very significant, on the order of 30 to 1 in terms of the benefits relative to the cost of implementing them.
Mercurio, the city's transportation planner, says Syracuse saw a 15% reduction in emissions when it last upgraded its lights a decade ago.
So, over the course of 10 years, traffic has changed, and we're going to make sure that the system has adapted to how those patterns have changed over the past 10 years.
This new signal system will expand out of downtown to some of Syracuse's main corridors: James Street, West Genesee Street, and Geddes and North Salina Streets. Pete O'Connor, the commissioner of Public Works, says that signal optimization does not mean it will be all green for drivers down those streets.
They are still going to stop at red lights. It's just going to hopefully be able to let them go a longer ways, a longer distance, without stopping at a red light. But they're still going to have to stop.
O'Connor also notes that the system is pegged for cars going the speed limit. Go too fast to try to catch lights, and you just end up waiting longer for the system to catch up. Well, I might have been able to make that if I hadn't gotten stuck behind a car. I was turning left, so we will sit at Willow Street. Driving around downtown Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.